Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity health and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time. Philadelphia celebrate responsibly. Did that work or not? I didn't know if it was going to work. I thought it was hit or miss. It was so-so.
No. So I liked it. Okay. But if they actually do sign them, I need you to start with a bow.
Oh, that's what I do. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yep. Done.
That's
done.
Yeah.
I'm really excited right now, Jack. Because we just did a pod. We're sitting here fork in the road. They got to do, and then a few hours after we get this note, Matt Gelb, the Phillies are meeting with Bo Bichette. It's real. They listen to the pod. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking what we had to say seriously. We really appreciate it.
It's like they heard the conversation about you have two choices.
Yes.
One's really boring and no one's going to like it. And one's going to cost about the same, but will make everyone way happier.
And you get a younger, better player. I know it's a crazy thought to bring in someone who's not even 28 yet. He'll turn 28 in March. Crazy thought to have someone that young and in his prime on your team, but we could do that.
Younger than Bryson Stott.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Younger Boehm all day. Yeah, you're right.
And the way that we... And
I know.
We... Boehm, no.
This guy's led the league in hits twice.
I love Bryson Stott. I love Bryson Stott.
Me too.
But we talk about him like he's a young player. You know what I mean? And Bichette's like, younger! He's younger and good! Go get him! Like, we are... We, dude, he already kind of feels like a Philly.
I know. Really, I know. I know. And the whole Mattingly thing, it feels so perfect. He's also we haven't talked about him as a player that much. He comes in and hits, dude. I just said he's led the league in hits twice. He's like a 300 hitter. So how much of this fan base just wanted someone who's going to come in and freaking put the ball in play and hit the ball and just be consistent at the plate that? Like, he is not only a perfect fit from the age and where they are right now and what they need.
Righty bat.
He's also someone that Phillies fans would really love. He's exactly the kind of player they're looking for.
Yeah, and so I think he's actually getting... I think last year was the start of the peak of Bo Bichette. Mm-hmm. You know, so you look at the beginning of his career, hit for high average, but also struck out a lot. Like he had 130 strikeout season, 155 strikeout season. But, you know, there's coupled with home runs, you know, which was great. Then he had the 2024 when he hit 224. Mm-hmm. That was obviously he had a lot of injuries. But last year kind of felt like a sweet spot for Bo Bichette, where it was he only hit like 18 home runs.
Yeah, I think it's 294 or something like that.
But I thought it was 311.
Was it 311?
Was it 311?
He hit 311.
Yeah.
He hit 311. Oh, okay.
So I think he's great. A career 294 hitter.
That's what it is. He's a career. I saw the career. That's
but
what it was.
Really, because it's 2024, he hit 224.
Yeah.
So
he should be even higher.
It really drug his whole numbers down.
Again, he's led the league and hits twice.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's Turner-ish. But like last year.
It is Turner-ish.
Last year kind of felt like a what Trey did, you know, where Trey committed to not going for the home runs, just go be a really good hitter.
He won a freaking batting title.
And he won a batting title. And I think that that's almost what happened with Bo, where he only struck out 91 times last year.
That's phenomenal.
He still chases a lot, but because he's like a bad ball hitter in a way. But I think that the Phillies right now would be getting a guy that's entering into his prime.
Yeah, age-wise, certainly.
And if it's a five-year deal, even a 6-year deal, I think you feel pretty confident that 3 or 4 of those years are still going to be peak Bo Bichette.
I mean, dude, let's say it's a 5-year deal, the deal will be finishing at the age of Kyle Schwarber is now.
Yes.
You know, I mean, think about that. Yes. Like, you know, like,
yes.
We're and especially again with the makeup of this team, and we're super happy they signed Schwarber. They needed to, it made sense, but you've got Schwarber and you got Turner and you got Harper and you got all these guys who are, you know, in JT, if he comes back, whatever, like even Bader, if they sign him, I know a lot of people have talked to that. Mm-hmm. Like he's 30, going to be 32. Like all these guys are in their mid 30s. Every single one of them, like who matters? Like bring in someone in their 20s. It's a, what a crazy thought.
I think he'd be the sixth youngest Philly. And then he's going to be getting a
that makes
contract.
Sense. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So yes, it really felt like it came out of nowhere, you know, because yesterday.
Can I just say this? It feels like we wilted into existence.
Well, listen, someone had been saying that it feels like they're saving their money up for a run at one of these guys.
You did. No. And we talked Bregman, we talked Bichette earlier in the offseason. And
yeah. And like, you know, and they kept striking out on Imai and Akimoto, and people were like, well, where are the Phillies? Where are the Phillies? It felt like that the Phillies know they cannot waste money. And it's not that those guys would be a waste of money. It's just
they can't have another Nick Castellanos contract.
But they also are so tight against it, they can't just like willy-nilly spend.
But that's my point, yes, but on both fronts.
Yeah, so they have to be smart and calculated about this. And that's where I think you're seeing this all kind of come about with Bichette, where it really feels like it's coming to a head here. Yesterday it was wild, because Heyman puts out the article. Yeah. I didn't even bother checking it, you know, like about the most likely landing spots for Bo. And then I think it's Phil's Tailgate tweeted it out first, where the Phillies is number one. And I was like, what the hell? Like, what? So, why? You know, then it has on there the Phillies players are texting him. I'm like, ah, we like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, still, I'm trying to figure out what players are texting him, because.
Yeah, because, you know, they probably love JT, too. Right. You know,
JT not texting him.
Yeah. Oh, JT was not. Yeah. I mean,
it feels like a Harper Schwarber Turner.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see it.
All putting the putting some pressure on him.
Sure.
So that was exciting, but it was still Heyman. Just kind of felt like more of a guess.
Sure. With Heyman. Yeah.
But
Gelb, that's real, man.
It was Gelb, Rosenthal, and Starr contributed to it.
Yeah.
That is some haymakers.
That's big time people. That's where it's like, and they're meeting with him. It's reported, so like it's real. But like those guys don't all jump in unless there's real interest.
Yes.
You know, this is not just like before we talked about the rumors, like the news coming. Oh, Phillies could be in on Bo Bichette or a player. It's like that felt like it had the real potential to be like, hey, JT, we'll go do something else. Sign with us now. This feels way more real now. Like this feels tangible. This feels like, oh, whoa, the Phillies might take this path. Like they could still sign JT. It could still be JT looks at this and says, whoops, overplay my hand. I want to be in Philly. Like there are possible outcomes, but I believe this Bichette thing is not smoke and mirrors. I think it's real.
Yeah. My optimistic sense is they looked at everything. They looked at him still being available in January. They looked at probably what the contract projections are going to be. They looked at how it might be a little bit more per year if they get off JT and Bohm, and maybe they said themselves, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
We could just go spend equal money or a little bit more, a couple million dollars more, and get a actual difference maker here. Like an actual difference maker. We know we're not paying Bohm.
Who again is a perfect fit offensively. Like a perfect fit offensively.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If he had 30 home runs. But, right. Like, you
but,
know,
but again, a right-handed batter coming in hit is like, we'll take it. Yes. Ideally, you know, yes, that's fair.
A real right-handed bat would be massive. So my hope is that they almost are like, what are we, crazy?
Yeah.
Why are we just bringing the 35-year-old catchback? So I do think it's real. I don't think it's just a smoke out, JT. You know, I don't think it's just like, you got to decide, you guys. Like, I actually want, if JT picked up the phone today and said, I'll come back on the 3-year deal, I wanted the Phillies are like, we'll see.
Yeah.
Let's see how this plays out.
Well, and it felt like the language that Gelb used in the article and the tweet and all that was like, it's what you want to hear. It did feel like what you're talking about, where like the Phillies have stepped back and kind of relooked at this thing. Like, this is like, it didn't just, it, you know, it felt like exactly what we've been talking about, where it's like, hold up, guys, like, don't just like follow this plan you think you had, like, reevaluate. And it feels like they did that in the way he talked about it.
Well, so it was funny because everything came out yesterday. I felt like there's a lot of positive momentum, a lot of like, wow, we might do this. And then, and Nightingale put out there that Phillies executives still think it's a long shot. And then Zalecki still said he still thinks it's a long shot, which is, I think it's smart to put out.
Of course, you're not going to, like, you don't want to give Bichette all the leverage. Yes,
exactly. So I think it's smart to put out. The one thing that they said in both of them, of both of those pieces, that I think is nonsense is, well, it's a lot of roster maneuvering. Not really.
It's you guys.
It's trading Bohm, not paying JT.
And then just getting a new catcher. Like, we're there.
I know.
We did it.
So basically, you're signing Bichette to replace Bohm. You are trading for Ryan Jeffers or signing Victor Caratini, yep, or and letting JT go. Mm-hmm. We already know you're either cutting Castellanos or eating $5-10 million and getting him out of here.
$15 million.
So
probably cutting him. Yeah,
I meant $15 million. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Yes. Good. I was like, you know, $5 million. Yeah, who's taking on 15?
Yeah.
I got you. I got you.
So. It's just not. I know that it's, you have to put that stuff out there. Like, yeah, you know, it's still, we'll see, blah, blah, blah. But it's really not that much roster maneuvering. I'm sure you can flip Alec Bohm for whatever.
If you're motivated to just give him, like, more or less give him away, like, someone will take Alec Bohm for a year. It's a 1-year deal.
And especially teams that haven't spent in the past, but are starting to have to spend because of the new CBA.
The Pirates, the Royals, these type of teams.
Possibly like the A's, you know, like they feel like, okay, well, we got to start spending a little bit of money to show these teams that we're serious heading into the CBA negotiations. The other thing that I found interesting is Rosenthal on Fair Territory yesterday. And it could be a part of the Phillies thought process here. But he said that, listen, a cap's probably not going to come to baseball with the...
I would be absolutely floored if they
totally
have
floored
a cap in baseball.
But at worst, there's going to be higher luxury tax thresholds.
I could see that.
So I think what the Phillies are thinking is, we all know about the $38 million coming off the books next year. If you add Garcia to it, you add Bohm to it, you add some of, like, that's $50-plus million coming off the books, right? But if there's also higher luxury tax thresholds, it makes it a little bit easier to take as well. Because that means maybe your tax bill isn't as high.
And if you can go higher before you hit the thresholds and all that stuff.
So,
and look, because they do have other things, like Lizardo next year is a decision. You know, I mean, they got guys, you know, so yeah.
Lizardo's a really fascinating
I think it's one of, that's why I brought him up. I think he's one of the most fascinating guys on the roster from that perspective.
Because I really want him to stay. Yeah.
And I think, the Ranger's going to go, you know, like, so like, he pretty important, certainly, obviously, this year, but even moving forward, so much depends on how good Andrew Painter is this year.
Lizardo's next contract might start with a 3. Like a 30 million a year?
Oh, 30 a year. I thought you were talking about 300 million.
No, holy crap.
No, I think Lizardo could absolutely. Are you kidding me?
30?
Yes. I think Lizardo will get over $100 million on the market without a doubt.
Yeah, I feel confident about that. Yeah. I wonder how close it gets to 200.
Yeah, it could. If he does this year what he did last year, if he can replicate innings and this, at like similar level of success, he will get close to 200 million. without a doubt.
He's 28.
I think he's 27 now. Gonna maybe be 28 turning 28
next year,
I think.
And then gonna be 29.
Is that right, Tuck? Can you look that up for
us? I think he'll be 28, 29 hitting free agency as a lefty starter. Yeah. That's a.
He's 28.
Okay. 28. So his
birthday's in September.
Okay. So yeah. So his 28th season. He turned 29 late in the season.
Yeah. So he's, I mean, that's, and especially because he has had the injury stuff. If he can put up two straight really
healthy
years.
That's my point. That's why I think the innings this year are so important for him. If he can come similar level, that's going to be huge.
You can argue it's a fresh arm and things like that. So, yeah.
And again, I mean, that not just the performance. Now, the pedigree is so high. You know, I mean, it was the number one prospect in the sport who was proving it. Like, those guys, all, I mean, we see it with football all the time. Like, you just, if you are a top guy, if you're believed to be the top talent guys and you deliver on that talent, like, people just believe in it more.
Yeah, look at Carson.
Absolutely.
Four-star.
That's exactly right. Dude, that's exactly right. Yeah.
So, man, it's like they're, if this goes in a vintage Phillies way, where it's just JD and Bone back at this point,
it'll be the most disappointing.
Might have to cancel the pod. I might have to do it, dude. I don't know.
Never.
I would never, obviously. No. But
let me put this. Yes. I will throw something at you that I think is crazy, but I actually think you will. I'm guessing that you will say yes to. If it's that JT Bohm back, would you have rather they just blew it up and rebuilt? I know.
Of course.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go as far as to say if they just bring JT and Bohm back, I think they miss the playoffs.
Wow. So you think they have to get some new
blood? I'm my body's so ready for Bobichet.
Here's the way, like, because I'm with you. If I had to bet my life, I would bet that it's JT. Like, if I had to, but I just, they're not stupid. Like, the Phillies are smart. They have smart people down there. John Middleton's a super smart guy. We've met him. Like, he's a bright dude. Dave Dombrowski is a bright dude. Preston Mattingly, we have him on the pod all the time. We know he is a super intelligent guy. Like, they have to know, right, on some level, what the reception will be if they go down that path. Like, they have to know, and maybe they're okay with it. Maybe they're like, this is the best thing for the team. We're going to do what's right and all that. But like, they have to know in that building, right, how it will be received.
And I think they know how Bobichet would be received.
That's my point. Yeah. That's my point. I'm saying, I think they have to. I mean, look, Middleton talked about with the Harper thing. You saw the poll. That, like, they're not idiots. Like, they know.
I know.
So I do. It does. That gives me hope.
Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game is Saturday night. Jordan Love and the Packers take on Caleb Williams and the Bears. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game.
It's going to be caught for the touchdown.
NFC North rivals square off in the latest chapter of the NFL's oldest feud. The Packers and Bears in Prime's exclusive wildcard playoff game. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't tell. So when it came out last night that he became interested in them around the holidays, you know, I thought that was a bit of a weird report, you know, and how he felt like Mattingly was going there. And so the Don Mattingly thing,
I think that is something. Like, I don't think he's going to, I think money wins and like whatever, but I do like, it's been mentioned enough and talked about even during the World Series and stuff that these guys are so close. Like, I think there's a little something to it.
Yeah, I don't think it's nonsense just to put them together. Obviously, there's enough reporting that they're close. And I think if you're Bobichet, you know, you want to go somewhere where at least there's someone that you know and trust.
Of course.
So
he's a human. You know?
That's where I think it's not complete nonsense. One thing that worries me is the whole, you know, he reached out to them and expressed interest in them around the holidays, where it kind of feels like, now, maybe it's one of two things.
Maybe they already let him know they were interested at the beginning of the offseason and he's coming back. That's possible.
Maybe it was, oh man, it really seems like the Blue Jays are going to sign Kyle Tucker. I got to go somewhere else, you know, because they can't pay for me. So that's my optimistic sense. My fearful sense is he's just using the Phillies to...
Which he could be.
And now we're taking a meeting. Now it's not in person. I believe it's a Zoom meeting.
What do you make of that? That was going to be my next question to you, is the Zoom media aspect of it. Because that was something like on the morning show, like Rhea, I believe there's someone who was like, I don't love the Zoom meeting of it all.
Well, so I do wonder if he's on his honeymoon.
Oh, did he just get married?
He got married last weekend.
Oh, that's possible. Then. So, I mean, I probably is.
I mean, some people watch Nola versus Scherzer on their honeymoon.
Some people take meetings for hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, say, it was similar.
People just enjoyed the place they're at, like me.
So, I think if he didn't just get married and he probably wasn't on his honeymoon, I'd be like, that's a little weird.
No, Jack, I'm really happy you brought that context because I didn't know that. We don't know that that's the reason. Maybe they're honeymooning later in the, like, who knows? But that feels like a rational potential reason for why they're not bringing him in the building and giving him the whole
thing. Well, or subjecting him to
construction workers.
Oh! Sign the contract.
Yeah, sign.
This city of champions. Come on, yeah, Bo.
Like the filet mignon of cities.
Do it. And then Klentak leaving the door locked and subjecting Manny Machado to the
classic
to everyone, you know, and opening the door like he was a relative at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That was really, you know, healthy looking for an organization trying to land a $300 million player. Good stuff. So that I hope that is kind of what it is that he's on a honeymoon, because the Zoom thing was definitely weird. But him reaching out to the Phillies, expressing interest, my optimistic sense is he realizes that Tucker's probably going to be a Blue Jay. They signed Okamoto, so he doesn't really have
a
spot.
And shout out to the Blue Jays, man.
Dude, they're spending.
Yeah.
They're spending. Yeah, they're spending. And if they add Bichette, they're what? The
Phillies, you know what I'm at?
They're second best
team. You just jumped in the Blue Jays for me. Yeah.
They're the second best team in the National League.
Yeah.
They are with the Blue Jays.
And the Dodgers.
And the Dodgers.
I think those would be
Yankees, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think those would be the clear top three, at least for me.
The three best teams in baseball. Yeah. I mean, that's the three best teams in baseball if they go and do this.
Yeah, I agree.
And listen, if they run it back, they're probably still a playoff team. I'm being a little dramatic with missed the playoffs. But
the point, look, we just saw the Braves miss the playoffs. We saw, you know, the Mets after the 101 season fall back out. Like, the Mets last year missed the playoffs. They're in a tough division. The Braves and Mets are not like, we have not liked the Mets offseason, but like, they're not rollovers. Like, I just don't think you can guarantee you're going to walk in and win the division. I agree with you.
I know. So, but this one will put them.
Go get Bo.
And I know it's early to start doing the like shout out to John Middleton thing because he's not yet a Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But man, the guy just is trying.
Yeah,
he's trying.
And I said the last part, like, I really do appreciate it because John Middleton is not the fourth richest owner in baseball. But you know what? We have the fourth highest payroll in baseball.
I know.
You know?
And
for real. And he's going to be like, the Dodgers have more money than God. They have the Guggenheim like collection. Like, the people are, they have so many billionaires who are part owners of the Dodgers. Like, it is an unlevel playing field. It really is.
And the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are owned.
Blue Jays are one of the most, the richest franchises in sports, man.
They're owned by Rogers.
They're owned by Rogers. And the Blue Jays from the, man, this is, you know, me going back to Lords of the Realm, if anyone's ready.
Yeah, listen, you turn into a big owners guy.
Dude, the Blue Jays, no, anti-owner. The Blue Jays.
Pro John.
The Pro John anti-owners is a group. Very pro John Middleton. The Blue Jays have always been a half. Like, that from the moment they came in, they have been one of the richer franchises. They've always been able to spend if they want to. And it's good for the sport.
And Steve Cohen obviously has 20.
Exactly. He's got five times the amount of money that John Middleton has. Like, think about that. Five times the amount of money that John Middleton has.
Yeah, you know? But we're right there, baby.
And he deserves credit for that. Yeah. He really does.
Now Lambo.
No, go get Bo. Yeah, go get Bo Bichette. Yeah.
Go get Bo Bichette. And the victory tour would be.
Then
will
we will really be able to do the victory tour.
Yeah. So,
I'm so excited.
I'm trying not to get ahead of myself.
Well, because it's one of those things where it's like, and that is what they like. That is the risk they take here. right? Is by doing the meeting and get like they are getting us excited.
I know.
And it will hit that much worse if it goes back the other way now.
And I think part of why I do feel so optimistic, like I actually think there's a better chance of Bobuchet coming here than JT resigning. I really do.
Whoa.
I really do believe that.
We're 20 minutes in the pod and dropped that? That is like a haymaker.
Because they are a team that you never know what they're doing.
Sure.
And for them to be as confident as they are in letting this get out, because I don't know who else is in on Bo. You know, I think this is the first meeting he's done.
Yeah, we haven't heard that he's got suitors.
Been teams that make sense, right? Like the Yankees thing feels fake. That felt like something to put pressure on the Blue Jays. I don't think the Yankees are going to sign him. Cubs, I think, is more.
I think that could happen. Would be for sure.
Could, but more interested in Bregman. And then the Dodgers, but everyone keeps getting linked into the Dodgers. I haven't heard one of, like, he's actually talking to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So I think my optimistic sense is that the Phillies usually operate in silence. You never know what they're doing. But some of the things they
remember Castellanos, that was like as out of nowhere a signing. It was like, what?
I know. He saw him on the Rocky steps.
Okay.
But they do sometimes telegraph. They telegraph Schwarber. They did. They're obvious about that. They telegraph Turner very early that was their guy. We know about Harper. So the fact that the Phillies feel like they are confirming all of this and put like, that is giving me, because I like you just said, they know that this is setting up for a colossal, colossal disappointment if they don't get it
done. It's a great point.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dude, you're making me feel good.
So I think that's where my optimism comes from in them possibly landing.
Dude, that was awesome.
Don't start crying.
I'm not. No, it's like too excited. I'm like.
What number is he going to wear?
That's a great
He can't wear
question.
11.
No, 11's out. Oh,
he can't wear one.
What does Dad wear? What did Dante wear?
That's a good question.
I think it
feels like more. That should be your.
It was my era.
The Big Street Bombers over there?
They bombed. It was him and Galarraga and Vinny Castilla and like that. Larry Walker, obviously. Those
they clearly
teams,
didn't care about defense.
No, they raked though, dude. Andres Galarraga
changed his number like 10 times.
Oh, come on.
He did wear number 10 when he was with the Rockies, though.
Okay. Yeah, so that can happen. Oh, Jake, it could happen.
It could happen.
11, 19, 3, 8, 10, 9, and 19.
Just give him JT's number. Do it.
And Darren Dalton's number and Jeff Jenkins' number.
Yes, I'm just saying at this moment, I know, get rid of JT, switch it out.
What do you think about what the Tigers did yesterday?
What did the Tigers do?
Did you not see it?
No.
So Scooble asked for 32 and they counted with 19?
No.
It's the biggest gap in the history
of arbitration.
And they're so funny. Their first offer is 480, I think, for them. It's Scooble. What are you doing? Just trade him.
Yeah, seriously. It's a shame, but just trade him.
He's going to be a Met. So I'm trying to get ready.
I like that you're laying the groundwork for that.
By the way, speaking of that, Ranger, just pick the Orioles.
Don't do it. Yeah, yeah. Go. You love Pete Alonso, dude. Go play with him. You've always wanted to play with Pete.
Go and Eflin.
And Eflin, your buddy. And Sir Anthony's there.
Not really.
Maybe. No,
he got traded.
Gregory Soto, maybe there.
Did Sir Anthony sign yet?
I feel like he was with the Blue Jays. I'm an idiot. He was with the Blue Jays in the World Series.
Yeah.
Pull it together, Seltzer.
Yeah.
Bad job by me.
I think Sir Anthony allowed the home run to...
I thought he was good in Game 7.
He's still a free agent.
Okay. He is still a free agent.
Ooh, yep. Bring him up!
Bring him home.
His middle name is Amborius.
I did know that. I'm just kidding. I did not know.
Wow.
That's a great middle name.
Listen to this one. From Bob Clappish, who's an MLB...
Clappish is legit.
Do you know
him? Oh, yeah. Bob Clappish has been around forever.
He wrote, "The Yankees don't appear to have a plan.
He's a Yankee. He's a Yankees guy. Like he's like I remember him as like a New York guy.
Oh, okay.
Clappish, I think.
So the Yankees don't appear to have a plan B ready. Outfielder Kyle Tucker is too expensive, and infielder Bo Bichette is almost certainly headed to the Phillies.
Whoa!
Where Don Mattingly is his former bench
coach
in Toronto.
Oh, Bob Clappish, clap it in.
Oh, and the Bill Madden guy.
Bob Clappish has been around forever.
Wow.
Like, since I was a kid, I feel like, I'll look up Bob Clappish, but he's been around for a while.
Man, how many times?
It's like K-A-L-P-S-I-C-H.
Yeah, yeah. How many times are you going to watch the home run off of Ohtani this offseason if he signs?
Oh, buddy.
And just
Newark Star Ledger. I thought so. Yeah, that's what I thought. So like, forever.
Almost certainly headed to the Phillies.
Dude.
Look at this. Yeah. Look at this.
Let's go.
You playing him at second or third?
Oh, I don't care.
I don't care either.
Yeah, it's probably. I mean, he's better at second, right?
Yeah.
But I like Bryson more than Boom. So
yeah.
Figure it out.
Well, I'm not sure.
No, we moved Stott to third, but yeah, get over there.
Get out of here, 2-8.
You got it.
Come on.
Get it.
Yeah. Dude, can I just one last message before we get out of here?
One last one.
Going from getting off of Casty, JT, and Bone.
No one can say they're running it back anymore.
And going to, by the way, Adolis now, after you add Bichette?
It changes everything.
Oh,
it's such a better flyer to take.
Love a bounce back.
Yeah.
But going from that to Adolis, Jeffers, and Bichette. By the way, definitely thought Jeffers had more than 9 home runs last year.
Yeah, but he had more the year before.
And he had 21 in the year before. And I think last year he
was hurt a bit. Well,
no, he developed it. He got his OBP up to 350 something.
Okay. So it's another guy who's sacrificing power for on base.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Sacrifice power.
Small for ball.
But Jeffers connects at the ballpark. We're right there.
I'm really excited.
Come on, man.
This is exciting. They have to do this.
So the meeting's Monday. We get the Eagles destroy the Niners. Am I right? Come on, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then straight game from Jalen coming
straight into the, don't do that. Anyway, straight into.
He couldn't even keep it up fast.
No. But I tell you what, I'm going to be annoying on Monday.
I know you are.
At 2:00.
Yeah.
If it happens to go one way and the Bichette meeting happens.
Oh yeah. I'm sure listeners will love it.
Nah. They really don't. I'm just having fun.
I know you. Look, I know you.
You're just always with a smile.
That's right.
Always with a smile.
Nothing serious.
Yeah, go Birds.
Get married.
Go Birds.
All right. We good? This is great. John, give us a pod to do.
Wait, hold on. I did have a couple of things real quick.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
So I'm sorry.
I have to pick my wife up in 5 minutes.
Where's the video yearbook?
Further than 5 minutes away.
Where's the video yearbook?
Where is it? I'm with you on that. Where is it? What are we doing?
Brian De La Cruz did win Dominican Winter League MVP.
Ooh.
Future.
Always liked him.
Platoon guy with Marsh on left field.
Hitting some dongs.
And Crawford has lowered his hands.
Oh.
Crawford has lowered his hands.
Big news.
That is huge news. I'm getting excited. If you add Bichette, I'm so much more excited.
It changes the whole everything.
About Crawford and Painter.
All of it. It just makes everything else way more fun.
I'm getting really excited about Painter.
Me too. Go get him. You got Tucker.
I know.
Tucker just freaked out. Yeah, he's used to it for me. He did not see that coming.
Yeah, well, when things get serious,
the table slap.
We start slamming things.
All right. We will be back next week, no matter what. The question is, will it be the boo? It freaking better be. Please. Until then. He spread some seltzer.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.